This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine is before the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning, arguing that Russia is a terrorist state. It wants reparations for attacks linked to Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, among other acts. California is investigating whether Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in flying migrants from Texas to Sacramento.
A group of 16 migrants from Colombia and Venezuela were taken from El Paso, Texas to Sacramento and left on the doorstep of the Roman Catholic Diocese headquarters on Friday. Another group of 20 arrived Monday.
We had no idea that they were coming.
Bishop Jaime Soto said local faith-based charities were scrambling to find shelter for them. The two groups never went through Florida, but California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Vertol Systems, which was paid by Florida to fly migrants to Martha's Vineyard last year, appears to be behind the flights. I'm Jennifer King.
Another hat's going into the ring tonight.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is set to launch his bid for the Republican nomination for president at a town hall in New Hampshire tonight. The campaign will be the second for Christie, who lost to Donald Trump in 2016 and went on to become a close on-and-off advisor of his before breaking with the former president over his refusal to accept the results of the 2020 election. Christie has cast himself as the only candidate willing to directly take Trump on. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis briefly went to Rome's main hospital this morning for tests and returned to the Vatican, saying he had some clinical examinations. 2 months ago, Francis was hospitalized with an acute case of bronchitis. Astrid Gilberto has died, the Brazilian singer known for the big hit, The Girl from Ipanema. She was 83. Gas is $3.54 a gallon this morning, 3 cents less than a week ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. Today is the anniversary of D-Day.
World War II veterans, officials and visitors are commemorating D-Day on the beaches of Normandy to honor those who fought for freedom in the largest naval, air and land operation in history. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin meets with World War II veterans in Normandy as commemorations for the 79th anniversary of D-Day get underway. Many reenactors came at dawn to Omaha Beach, and a ceremony is being held at the American Cemetery in Colleville-sur-Mer, which is home to the graves of 9,386 US soldiers. Walking through the cemetery, Randy Essel from Texas is overcome with emotion.
Breaks your heart. Just breaks your heart.
I'm Charles Duledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.